Chapter 3. Finally, brothers, carry on prayer for us, that the word of Jehovah may keep spreading rapidly and being glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be rescued from harmful and wicked men. For faith is not a possession of all people. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the wicked one. Moreover, we have confidence in the Lord regarding you, that you are carrying out and will go on carrying out our instructions. May the Lord continue to guide your hearts successfully to the love of God and to the endurance for the Christ. Now we are giving you instructions, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to withdraw from every brother who is walking disorderly and not according to the tradition that you received from us. For you yourselves know how you should imitate us, because we did not behave in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat anyone's food free. On the contrary, by labor and toil we were working night and day so as not to impose an expensive burden on any one of you. Not that we do not have authority, but we wanted to offer ourselves as an example for you to imitate. In fact, when we were with you, we used to give you this order: if anyone does not want to work, neither let him eat. For we hear that some are walking disorderly among you, not working at all, but meddling with what does not concern them. To such people we give the order and exhortation in the Lord Jesus Christ that they should work quietly and eat food they themselves earn. For your part, brothers, do not give up in doing good. But if anyone is not obedient to our word through this letter, keep this one marked and stop associating with him so that he may become ashamed. And yet, do not consider him an enemy, but continue admonishing him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace constantly in every way. May the Lord be with all of you. Here is my greeting, Paul's, in my own hand, which is a sign in every letter. This is the way I write. The undeserved kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you.